Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Feast of St. Mark, we read that the risen Christ entrusted the apostles with the mission of proclaiming the gospel. And by gospel here, it was meant all that Jesus had done and taught in his public ministry, and especially at that point, his death on the cross and his resurrection. Jesus then added that those who believed would be saved, those who did not believe would be condemned, giving us an idea of the significance and urgency of that mission. Without the message that comes from Christ and the apostles, it would be very hard to establish a real relationship with God in this confusing world. Also, the Church has always understood that condemnation applies to those who willfully reject a sufficient proclamation of the gospel, out of pride or selfishness, not when that rejection happens out of woundedness, ignorance, or similar reasons. Still, it's important to be aware that a sinful rejection of Christ is possible. Then Jesus said that different signs would accompany their proclamation: new languages, healing of the sick, exorcisms, resilience in the face of evil, and the like. The proclamation of the gospel would establish a new reality and change things. It's more than just words. These are words that come with a divine power to stir things up. Now, with these expressions, the Lord was referring primarily to the spiritual impact of the mission, to the Church extending itself to all nations and overcoming the kingdom of the evil one, and healing souls and withstanding false ideologies. But on occasion, the Lord also literally performed these visible miracles so that we could see and believe that he was doing those same things at the spiritual level. Finally, we read that Jesus ascended into heaven, but did not abandon his Church in doing this. From the Father's side, he confirmed the proclamation of his disciples through accompanying signs. This is what we see in the book of Acts, in the ministry of Peter and Paul and the early Church. The extension of the Church over time has not been the product of human agency alone. Rather, Jesus was intentionally guiding the Church's efforts from behind the scenes, acting through his disciples. So where have you seen the changes that the proclamation of the gospel can introduce in someone's life? What is Jesus trying to show you through the things he emphasized in this sending? What attitude does he want to form in you?